podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
You know all the times when I did News for Nerds and I would do robot stories for you guys because you love them so much?
Couldn't get enough, yeah.
Now there is a company in England that has just finished a prototype of a robot that can cook 2,000 different meals for you.
That's great.
You need to imagine this. If you can, it's two big robot arms that are attached to your ceiling in your kitchen.
What?
Okay, sounds convenient.
You so just lay just the ingredients in out. The robot not only prepares up to 2,000 different meals, it also does the dishes. And then when you're done, the arms just fold back up into the ceiling.
I would marry that robot.
Think about that just a moment.
That seems like something out of a movie, like, you know, set in 2057.
Yeah, now you're saying, how much is it? So how much is it? Well, don't be shocked by the sticker. Don't get sticker shock at first. $14,000. But wait.
There's more.
Wait, with that $14,000, you also get a special oven, stove, dishwasher, and sink that are all compatible with the robot.
Oh, so you'd have to, legit. Yeah.
It comes with all of the accessories.
That's a lot, though.
How creepy are these arms, though? These, like, robot cooking arms.
You want me? Would you like for me to post the video on our Facebook page?
Yeah,
I
want to
see this.
Because there's a video of the robot cooking dinner.
What if it malfunctions?
What if it cooks 2,000 meals except for macaroni and cheese?
No, it's in there, I'm sure.
$14,000?
I think I'll post this on our Facebook page. See, if you're not a friend of ours on Facebook, look at all the stuff you're missing out on. If you're on your way out to DIA, stories for you. A couple of screeners with TSA were busted and fired out of DIA for a scheme they had put together so that one of them could fondle men.
Really?
Here's the way it worked. It was a man and a woman working together. The guy would pick out a man that he thought was attractive.
Okay.
And he would give the high sign to the woman who was running the body scanner. So when that guy would get into the body scanner, apparently there's a switch that they throw, whether you're male or female. The woman would throw the woman switch, so that when the body scanner scanned the guy, it would go whoop, whoop, whoop. Because apparently, if a guy gets in there, when it says woman, it will pick up on the guy's parts.
Oh, and think he's packing heat.
Right, exactly.
Right.
And so by doing that, then, the man who was in the body scanner had to get out. And the other guy, the one who found him attractive, would then have to do the pat down. And since the machine had gone off around his groinal area.
You have to then.
They would have to pat him down.
Get
anyway,
down on it.
A supervisor finally caught them doing this. The woman admitted what they'd been doing. They were both fired. Although nobody has come forward to complain, and so they say no charges have been filed.
Right.
And I'm not making that up.
Right, yeah. Keep searching.
Makes sense why Jeremy was spending all that time at the airport
last
night.
Yeah, keep searching.
Went in and out and in and out.
Again? All right, again.
So this is only going to add fuel to the fire people who hate the whole pat-down thing.
Yeah.
So well,
those x-ray machines, can they really see you naked?
I think
an X-Man?
There's like an outline. I mean, there's something.
Got a different question. So apparently now we've all stood in those body scanner things, right? You hold your arms up.
Right, above your head.
Above your head, and the thing goes. Now, if they have to throw a switch for if you're a man or a woman, and I didn't know that until I read the story, and this is a legitimate question. How do they handle it when that person walks through who you don't know if they're a boy or a girl?
Like Pat.
Right.
When Pat is in
the total Pat
there.
Kind of thing. So, I mean, because... I mean,
guess you're getting a pat down.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, that's how do they know which switch to throw? You can't ask.
You just got to guess then, I think.
No, maybe there's... you ask to see their ticket and the name is on the ticket, maybe?
Yeah, but again...
If it's like a
Rebecca... Oh, when you step into that thing, you're not showing anybody your ticket. You just step in.
Maybe
you
ask.
In
you
go.
So if you're getting asked,
I'm just wondering how they handle that, because you can't ever ask. And I've been in that position before when I've been at...
Where they don't know if you're a man
one
or
of
woman?
Our, no, when, oh. I, yeah, right. When I've been at one of our live broadcasts or something, and don't know if somebody... What gender? Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Yeah, you play the pronoun game.
I just don't know.
Hey, you!
Yeah, they're over there.
Oh,
this is awkward.
We should move on. Hey, today's tax day.
I know.
Are the people doing the thing where they line up and get coffee and donuts and all
that? I'm seeing some of the news stories on the TV news right now. Yeah, people are lined up at the post office, you know, the last minute scramble, which always just makes me laugh. So well, you don't know this day's coming?
Chris was that person.
Yeah. I was. I did stop by the post office this morning.
You
just
did
used
already?
The Dropbox.
Just
yeah, I didn't go inside.
Her check-in.
Yeah, I just dropped
was
my check-in.
Was there a line for the Dropbox?
No, I was the only one there.
Okay. It was early, probably.
Well, 5
yeah, super
in the
early.
Morning,
I'm the only idiot out there.
You
at
were
that
holding
hour.
On to your money until the very last minute, weren't you?
I'm like, you better postmark that April 15th.
Well, there are people who will wait until the very last minute. That's
sure.
That's like their way of giving the finger to the government or whatever, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep, and my envelope was full of pennies, too. I don't know.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.